Start on this Wednesday morning in downtown Wausau. At our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, currently plenty of sunshine, temperature up to 45 degrees. Expecting a beautiful Wednesday before some rain comes in on Thursday, but we're going to enjoy today. And welcome, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We got ourselves a full show here today. We got a whole bunch of people coming on in between now and 10 a.m. Coming up in a moment, we'll be talking to Bob Look, as we do every other Wednesday. Then in hour number two at 9:20, we'll be talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation in Wausau. I know what's going on at the Grand Theater. And then at 9:34, we're going to continue as all week long. It's a very busy weekend in terms of the arts and theater productions here in Wausau. Earlier in the week on Monday, talked with students at D.C. Everest High School as they are getting set for their production of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical. That is coming up this weekend. And then yesterday, we had a chance to talk to folks from the River and Woods Theater Company to talk about their show coming up this weekend, Noses Off. And now, coming up later today, we are going to talk to three cast members from the East End Players at Wausau East, Kian Sullivan, Mercedes Diaz, and Will Iriarty on their production of 8 Minutes Left, which stages this weekend at East. So that'll be coming up at 9:34. So that's all on the itinerary today here on Bow Falls Radio. Before we go any further, got to say good morning to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And I know that you're out there starting your rehearsals for your next show as well. So.
Yeah, rehearsals for anything goes.
So again, we've talked about it, lots of great opportunities, mm-hmm. either as a performer or as a patron when it comes to the arts here in Central Wisconsin.
It's going to be a very fun weekend.
All right. So we'll talk more to you later, but it's always great to have back in studio Bob. Look, Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm surrounded by all these thespians.
I know, huh? Hey, number one, before we get into the news and, yeah. and the sports and everything else, I want to just to again thank you for sitting in a couple of weeks ago. Our normal slot was 2 weeks ago, but you were actually hosting the show,
yeah.
plus Monday and Tuesday.
So I just talked to myself.
And you had some terrific guests as well, but I really do appreciate you joining us and doing that for me on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of a couple weeks ago.
You got to have some time off, my friend. I'm telling you. The hours you're putting in here, I'm just going like... come on, Civic Media, you're killing this kid.
No. The thing is, I love the work, and it's one of those things,
I know.
You know it as well. I mean, yeah. you've gone through this for so many years, being part of this business. But I ask you, because I mean, you hadn't really done that in a while. Did you have fun?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Ian made it easy for me because he made sure that I was hitting everything, all the posts and everything, putting the music in there, so I didn't kill a.
Right. I've done that a few times.
So I mean, it was, and again, it was nice. It was some folks I was able to get in touch with. That there were some folks who were lined up to be on the air, but their employment told them not to.
I have an idea who that may be.
Right. And
real quickly about something like that. I don't get that. I really don't understand that. And again, people have different ideas on what they should allow their front facing people to do. But in a case like this, I mean, maybe I'm out of my mind. And but idea, even if somebody from down the street had something that was of a community nature they wanted to promote, I would have no issue having them on the air.
Basically, it was going to be a non-political discussion. We were going to talk about the press and how things have changed over the years, you know, and how things are covered as opposed to, you know, back in the, you know, the 70s and 80s, or and just how things, you know, digital age,
right,
people with, you know, smartphones, how things have changed on a local level, which was fine. But then, you know, unfortunately, my guest, you know, first had to, you know, clue in his employer that would like to join me. And I said this, and their reasoning was, well, we can't be on that progressive radio station. And I said, we're not going to talk politics. And it was like, you know, it was a little bit of conversation about the media and how it has changed. Hey, you know, like, you know, Wausau would have that daily newspaper, Daily Herald for how long? Well, now that's kind of like, you know, being put together in Green Bay at the headquarters of Gannett. And the local touch where you can have local radio people live, not all syndicated, but live in within your own. And when you're talking about plays, high school plays, you're talking about, you know, talking to the people, you know, who represent the library, the Performing Arts Center, the Grand Theater. I mean, that's what, you know, radio was supposed to be, was to service the community they're licensed to serve.
Exactly. And it's really funny. Yesterday, I had to go down to Rapids for a meeting. Some of our bosses came up north, and I went down there for it. And some of the people in Rapids, one of the people that was at the meeting was saying that they got a phone call recently. They wanted to find out. They wanted to, number one, to talk to a real person, because they've been trying to call the newspaper, the Gannett newspaper in Rapids. And like in Wausau, there's nobody you can talk to anymore. And real fast, when you brought that up, I mean, you remember as well, back in the day, not only, you know, the local news coverage, but every day there would be a story on a local student athlete or something like that, where and I think that, you know, we've lost maybe some of the community there, because that gave people an opportunity to get a connection with some of these kids. And I know we try to do that here, but it's still at the same level that it used to be, where the newspaper would always be at everybody's doorstep every morning.
And, and I know that there's, you know, local media people, whether it be a television, newspaper, radio, whatever, who try their you know, what their, you know, their best to do what they can do. Sometimes, you know, the best is not what the ownership of your media operation wants. They want it to go a certain direction, or maybe they just don't want to deal with it. So, you know, it's the public airwaves. We're on the public airwaves. And, you know, I was kind of dumbfounded by that. But then again, I understand it, because there's a lot of media people out there that are they're trying to play it so even-handed that they've just become non-existent.
There's a fear. There's a fear that, you know, you take one step
and I think
outside the lines, and
you're
in trouble.
I think you've known me long enough that I really don't give a damn. No. You know, to be honest with you, I mean, if you agree with me, fine. If you don't agree with me, fine. But we can be civil about it. You know, I do want to, you know, express my opinions. I will express my opinions. And, you know, if you like it, fine. But I will accept. And again, another side, if I don't agree with you, I want to hear your side of the story.
Right.
Because it's going to help me understand what you see in this particular issue.
It reminds me of a statement. It's one of my favorite statements when it comes to communication and the right of free speech. But it actually was turned on its ear a little bit. About 15 years ago, there was Tommy Smothers received a special Emmy Award, because the writers of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour won an Emmy the year that they got taken off the air because of issues with censors and with CBS and all that.
Rocking the boat.
And they took Tom, and Tommy was a writer, but he took his name off it because he thought there was going to be a backlash because they were sort of, you know, persona non grata. So they won it. But now, in order to make things fair, they gave him a special Emmy like 15 years ago. And Steve Martin, who is a writer that got an Emmy for that show, handed it to him. And he, and during his speech, he's talked about, you know, having the ability to have your voice be heard. But more important is the right to listen. Mm-hmm. That you have the when you have books taken out, when you have voices taken away, people don't have the opportunity to listen and to be able to make their own decisions on issues. And that's the whole point of communication. It's not just about talking. It's actually about listening. And I think you hit it kind of on the head there.
Well, you know, there have been times where I've, you know, did not really want to read something because I knew which way it was going. But I read it and then read it again. And I would understand more why their feelings or why they're so focused on particular issues, which is, you know, if you don't understand your competition, if you don't understand who is your antagonist in whatever you're discussing or arguing over policy, well, then you're never going to understand the problem. You're only looking at it from your side of the story, which, you know, one thing about people, they don't like to be pointed out that they're wrong.
And if you always say when you see something, say you're reading whatever you're going to be reading there, a story, whatever it may be, and if the first thing into one's mind is, I just can't believe that they believe that, then you're not going to take that step towards understanding it and being able to have that discussion that maybe opens up a different line of thinking for them or maybe even a different line of thinking for yourself. Because if all you're saying is, I just can't believe that they
support that. How can they say that? And all of a sudden you read the reasons why, and then you go, you know, I would be feeling the same way too if it was affecting me that's a certain way. So, you know, that old song, you know, walk a mile in my shoes, just is in my brain all the time, because before you criticize and accuse, walk a mile in their shoes. So,
and that's what you kept saying whenever we talked during your campaign. And I think that's for everybody that in the year 2024 is going to be talking to people.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good piece of advice to start their campaigns isn't it?
That's the way I live my life. And, you know, I can't tell people how to live their own life. They've got their choices.
And having the right to listen. I think. And again, if people try to take away the right to speak, that takes away the right to listen as well. And I think that's vitally important. We'll have more with Bob Look. We're going to come back and have a weather update. Brittany Merlot will join us for a couple of minutes.
Brittany.
Back from Illinois. Yeah, she went out to Illinois for the big eclipse. So.
Oh, really?
Because it was... She was so excited about it. So we'll talk to Brittany Merlot about the weather coming up next. And then more with Bob Look here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Oh, boy, that'd be nice.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. What a gorgeous start weather-wise here in central Wisconsin. Temperature already in the mid-40s. We are going to get nice and warm by the time the day gets finished up. But we're going to see some rain as well. And to find out about the weather, we're joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, before you go any further, I had just turned my head right when we came on the air, and you had a special guest in your arms.
I did.
Yeah, who was that?
Let me get him. This is my little man. This is Butters.
Oh, he's cute
kitty. Look, he just like rubs. Wants to talk. He just butts his head into people. That's how he shows his love.
Oh.
So you can see him doing it right now. Yeah,
he knows where the free food's coming from. So.
Folks, if you're not watching our stream on our Facebook page or our X page right now, you are missing out. You're missing Brittany and Butters. I mean, this absolutely has to be the cutest thing on any of the streams of Civic Media this week.
I think we should start a Butters fan club.
I think yes. So. As you know, you talk about a beautiful morning looking out the window, and then I turn and see Butters and Brittany. It's even better. I mean, this is fantastic stuff.
A brand new showbiz, you know, combo. You know, Butters and Brittany,
But
B-squared.
Be bigger B-squared. Than Taylor Swift.
See, you go away for the eclipse for a couple of days, and then you get home and you get Butters. I mean, this is way too heartwarming right now.
I know.
This is so sweet.
Can we just swoon for a while?
I know. It's like.
But you guys are making me blush now. I can imagine.
But you had a nice safe drive home from Illinois.
I did. You know, it was a lot of construction and a lot of traffic out there. Something I haven't had yet so far this season, right? I was completely stopped at one point on 94. So it was just,
Illinois did you go?
A southwest suburb of Chicago, kind of like Naperville area.
All right. Naperville. Yeah. Oh, this is tangential, but when I went to school at UW-Marathon County years ago, there was a philosophy professor, Doug Hosley, who is a treasure for this community. He's a Naperville guy. And so every time I hear Naperville, I think about that. And it's like, again, it's a positive thought right there. But
good.
But Brittany, I tell you, today, boy, I mean, this is a start. I mean, when you think about living in North Central Wisconsin, this is the kind of morning that you think about, don't you?
Oh, seriously, it is beautiful. There's barely a cloud in the sky. Temperatures, like you said, already into the 40s. You know we're going to be beautiful today. In fact, we're going to climb 20 degrees above our average highs, right? Finally, no record's probably going to be broken. Our record is 81 degrees from a while ago, but I do think we're going to hit some 70s here today. Upper 60s to potentially low 70s. Yes, but soak up the sunshine now, because by the afternoon and evening, the price to pay rolls in. Clouds thicken and those chances of rain overnight. And it's going to be damp and dreary for us tomorrow as that system strikes. But the system, you can't hate it too much, because it's the same reason why we're getting so warm. It's in Texas right now, and it's going to be moving straight through into Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. So as it sweeps over just to the east of us, that's why we're getting the warmth. And that's why we'll see some rain tomorrow. But we're not going to get hit the heaviest. Mm. In fact, we're looking at about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain throughout the entire day. There could be some storms in there, but none are looking severe.
At least it's not the S word.
Right?
I'm not going to say it, because that's considered a curse word in Wisconsin if we say that in the spring and summertime.
I was listening to you over on Pat's show earlier, and you were actually saying that some parts of the state could be in the 80s by the end of the weekend?
Yes. We're looking at 80s, even into La Crosse, Madison, by Sunday and into Monday of next week. So a huge warm up right around the corner.
But that's not going to be here. We're not going to get that warm, are we?
We're going to get into those 70s, but I don't know if we'll exactly get the 80s just yet. It's a little too far out to see if it's going to make it to Wausau.
All right. Well, what are the details for the midweek towards the end of the week forecast?
Yeah, so bright and beautiful right now. Get outside, enjoy it. We're already in the 40s. We're going to climb today into those upper 60s to nearly 70 degrees. More clouds will start to push in by lunch, and then by this evening, it's going to become mostly cloudy. It'll be dreary and damp tomorrow with showers continuing on and off. We could hear a few rumbles of thunder, but no severe weather is expected with that. About a half an inch of rain would be the maximum. I'm thinking more. Expect a quarter an inch of rain. So that'll kick on out of here by tomorrow night. Highs tomorrow will, of course, be cooler because the rain's falling. The sun's not making its way through. So highs will be into the 50s, mid to upper 50s tomorrow. We hang on to that for Friday as well. So still a little bit cooler. The clouds are going to start to part. We'll start to see more sunshine by the end of the day. And then for Saturday, bright, beautiful, mid 60s. Then we hit 70 by Sunday. And yeah, we're still looking at what we're going to do, if we're going to get any of those 80s for Monday or not.
Before we leave, I saw here on our stream, the numbers went up. since we started. I think some folks want to see Butters before we wrap it up.
Is he still here? Let me get him.
So yeah, grab Butters because come on, Butters, when I said people get on the stream, they got on the stream. So I want to make sure they who came in late get a chance to see Butters. And again,
you're tripling our rates.
There you go.
Our ratings right here.
Exactly. So the cutest thing.
Now he's like eating the string, so we're going to lose audio soon in a second.
The cutest thing you're going to see. Okay, Brittany, thank you for the information. Thank you, Butters, as well.
Aw, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
We'll see you tomorrow. That's Brittany Merlot joining us here as she does every weekday at 8:20. Right now in Wausau, again, beautiful start. Fair skies, 45 degrees. Winds are very light out of the southeast at 3 miles per hour. The dew point is 37. Relative humidity of 74%. The barometer at 29.86 inches and a visibility of 10 miles.
Well, you know, they have an old saying in showbiz, and that is, never follow an animal act. And so I'm gonna just Butters will just say
that's
good
true.
Job,
animal
Butters.
Acts are absolutely adorable. I can never top an animal act.
Yep.
And the thing is, they're setting up our websites now for all the civic media radio stations, and they told us to send pictures and put us on these websites. Well, Brittany Merlot better have a picture with her and Butters on the
right.
Sites all everywhere throughout the state of Wisconsin. So
you don't want to picture me. Come on. Get the cat out there.
I hate pose pictures. I can handle action shots, but boy, pose pictures, I just I cannot stand them, but it is what it is.
Well, after the years of people always taking pictures of us because promotion people always want to push, so you kind of get used to it. I'm not one of those fake smile guys.
Right.
I'll just have a little smirk on my face or something like
that. I've noticed that when I drag you in front of the bull here to take a picture.
Like my wife used to always say, that's Bob happy, that's Bob sad, that's Bob, it's the same.
You get one of those Warhol pictures with the same. There is Bob. Look, I'm Chad Holmes. Coming up, we're going to find out what's happening in terms of national news, state news, local news. Mike Clemens will have the local statewide sports. We'll have our weather forecast as well. Bottom and top of every hour, you can keep it right here. We're not going anywhere. Get the information update, and then Bob, Look, and myself will be back for another half hour. And then in the second hour, again, Sean Wright and members of the East End Players from Wausau East High School to promote their and talk about their show coming up this weekend. So still lots to come as we continue on this Wednesday morning, Hump Day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend. The time is 8:29, 45 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh and Bob Look. Chad
and Butters.
And Butters. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 8:35, sunny skies, 45 degrees right now in downtown Wausau. Before we talk a little bit about the news, I want to bring up what we were just talking about off the air, because we kind of mentioned the closing of State Park Speedway, which is a big news story around here, obviously, after this coming season. But we were talking about just racing, and you had an interesting interview back in the day.
Yeah,
but that's actually a lot of big names have come through this area of State Park Speedway.
The history of that place. In fact, when we moved back to Wausau in 98, I happened to hear through the grapevine in town that they were looking for a public address announcer, for the racetrack back then. And I thought, well, that sounds like fun. It's a Thursday night, and go out there and do that. And I did that in 98 and 99 and got to make friends with, a whole bunch of the, the people there and the drivers and stuff like that. And then I had done PA announcing for the Peoria Speedway when I was working in Peoria, Illinois, out in Rapid City, the Black Hills Raceway. I mean, so you just pay, and I just like watching, you know, stock car racing. And my brother was really big into stock cars, you know, and he's 10 years older than I am, and he was involved in with a Sportsman stock car that raced down in Milwaukee or Hales Corner Speedway, which was a dirt track around there. And so, you know, I've got a lot of respect to, you know, what those people do. But right now, I'm looking at the run through of the drivers, and I'm like, I have no idea who these people are.
But the thing about I've actually thought about that kind of stuff as I've gotten older, and it's the same thing where you kind of remember the people from when you're younger.
Right.
It's just the way it is. It really is. It's not anything against the new guys. It's just that we grew up on in our formative, where I think somehow when you're younger, you think of these events and sports more important as you get older.
Of course, so we always had, you know, keep an eye on the Wisconsin drivers. Yeah. You know, Dave Marcus and Dick Trickle, Ted Musgrave,
yes,
Ellen Kulwicki, and Mark Martin. I always go, he's kind of a pseudo Wisconsinite because he did a lot of driving before he got into ARCA and before he got into the ASA, and that he was down at the Slinger Speedway down in Milwaukee area. And so he lived in the Wisconsin area and would race a lot of these places. But, you know, all of the great names of drivers, you know, Scotty Wimmer, who was the guy, a guy who got on the air after he showed up on this weekend of stock car racing. He was racing an ARCA event. And so he qualified for that on Friday. But then they realized that the make of the car and the would fit in inspections. So, well, why not put it on the Grand National, you know, or was the Winston Cup was what it was called then. And so, doggone it, if he didn't, you know, go out there and qualify, and he qualified the pole position. So here he's leading, you know, all of, you know, the guys from Dale Earnhardt to Waltrip, all these
Rusty.
People. Yeah, here, and he's leading them, you know, into the race. And it was pretty impressive. And so I wanted to get a hold of him. I got a number, got a home number, and his mother answered the phone. I says, "Hey, is Scott Scott around?" I says, "Well, he's out hunting." I says, "Well, could you leave him a message?" I says, "Bob, look, you know, from WXCO, you know, and that's where ESPN radio at the time." I says, "Have him call me back." And so I'm in the middle of doing the show, and I was in the line rings, and "Hi, this is Scott Weber. Is Bob there?" "Oh, speaking." And off we went. His very first, like, interview, you know, where
he made a name for himself.
And well, he eventually got more rides in NASCAR and that. So, whether the track continues or not, it's going to be a tough situation only for the fact that the property value in that area leans towards residential. And I think that's going to be the thing. Is that going to stop racing per se in the Wausau area? Maybe if they find a more secluded area away from it, maybe they'll build. Who knows? But there's great people involved.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I know that guy that I deal with all the time with West Hockey and Baseball, Kurt Keene, who's now he's the announcer over at State Park, and I know he was very hurt. I mean, it really was a shock, and and I saw him yesterday at the ball game, and I know that it's still something that's raw with him, and for a lot of people who just love State Park Speedway. So again, that's a difficult situation, but there's been so many rumbles for years. I mean, you're right with the land and stuff.
If it weren't
like
for the Wimmer family, that place would have been long gone.
Time ago.
So, tip of the hat to them. You know, keeping that spectator sport and something to do in the summertime. Important to this area.
Last week was Election Day, and you know your way around election days, being on the ballot in the past. It was an interesting spring election. Number one, there was a again, you know, relative
good voter turnout. What you're looking at, yeah.
I mean, it was relatively a good voter turnout. And then when you look at some of the results, I mean, there were areas where maybe a conservative candidate won in our area. There were, I thought, with the school board, a couple of politically liberal challengers were able to win. I thought a lot of what we saw last week kind of indicates again that our area, especially the metro Wausau area, is very much a 50-50 area. Is that the feeling that you got as well?
Yeah, I agree to a certain extent. What does a lot of times though make it a disadvantage or an advantage for one side to another is when suddenly dark money,
oh yeah,
out of state, you know, money that you really can't find the, you know, who's actually giving it. It's a PAC. It's a PAC selling.
With a really nice name behind it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, with something that you can stand by. You know,
we love kittens.
People for Freedom.
We love kittens, PPC.
You know? That's right. You know, Butters, our favorite cat.
Paid for by, yeah.
But the point being is, you know, that little extra financial, they can throw a lot more stuff out there that can paint a picture, paint the opponent as being something that is, we can't support that person. It wasn't used to throw any kind of positive to the person that money was being spent to promote. It's basically to show a negative side to an opponent, which is something that I just, don't like, but it's a way of the world. And unfortunately, you know, things like that, you know, happen. And sometimes that makes a big, big change in how things pair up. You know, I go back to that election in 2022, you know, with the state of Wisconsin, basically, you know, the Democratic, you know, the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, all going Democratic, except for the senator race. And it was a lot of that dark money that was painting the candidate for the U.S. Senate, Mandela Barnes, you know, like, oh, he's just, you know, he's a deadbeat. He doesn't pay his bills. People have situations in your life and where you delay that payment because of, and you eventually pay it because you're catching up to it, right? Because sometimes you get a tax bill, you owe this. Oh, I just don't have that ready. And you put in that, you know, request to, you know, do it in August instead of April. You know, everyone can pretty much identify with that.
And that's the thing that, well, but unfortunately, too many of the people that are, you know, actually making these decisions who have not lived any kind of life like that don't realize. And must have been about 20 plus years ago, there was a time where I was behind on some credit card payments. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing worse than when that phone rings.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what that phone call is about.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, the idea that that we have now a system that is so skewed. I'll say, you know, there's a commercial out right now for Eric Hufte, for basically, I can't be bought. I'm not going to take my pay. He is implying that the only people that are above getting paid off are the super wealthy. That anybody else, they might get paid off. I'm so rich that you don't have to worry about me getting paid off. I mean, what kind of idea is that? That commercial really annoyed me.
Well, again, it throws it out there to the people who don't see past the con, that sees past the fraud involved. But
what about the idea of, I mean, it feels as though, again, it started with Citizens United, but even before then, it was so hard to get money regulated at all. where are we? Because there is a, I would say that if you put it on a ballot, people would say, hey, this dark money is garbage, well, that we should be able to make some kind of change, and yet nothing ever seems to get done. I mean, you've obviously put your toe in the water in terms of trying to get involved at a level that I and many of the others who are tuned in right now have not. Why are we not able to do something to take, I mean, the stench of this garbage money that is causing so much bad representation in our government?
Because the people who are in office are the beneficiaries of that, because they have gained, you know, gained that, they basically, oh, I got this legislation in front of me. They look at their big time donors. What do you think?
And the idea that Eric Hovde isn't going to listen to the big money anyways, that's garbage too.
Protecting, you know, a lot of his constituents that are going to be backing him this year. Again, there's a long time of, you know, pointing fingers and, you know, I just go, you know, even at this point in time, I don't get focused too much on it. And I've done this before where you talked about polls and that, and I just look at you like,
I don't talk about polls anymore.
All right. I break you?
I will not make Charles Franklin a superhero because he's a pollster. No, I don't even talk about that. No, you're exactly right.
Good.
Continue what you're saying.
Good. Because it's something that when somebody says, oh, poll said this,
right,
poll.
Right.
I says, that is a news person's.
It's a crutch.
You know, it's my easy day. I'll just go through the polls here. I don't have to think running any kind of, you know, like cover like a common council meeting. Or,
talk about real issues.
You know, and some things that really do affect, you know, people in communities and in villages and towns and counties and states, you know, that you're worried about. Well, this so-and-so is 3 points ahead in the latest poll. Hey, you know what? You know what's poll the one that I want to be concerned with? Well, August, when they have the primary, if there's, you know, a battle for, you know, multiple candidates to be the bearer of the GOP or the Democratic Party. But I also, November, that's it.
You're exactly right.
It's the only polls that I really care to acknowledge.
We've got about a minute before we have to take a quick time out. We're seeing a lot of folks jump into races, and you obviously made that decision a couple of years ago, but now with the lines change, it does feel as though a lot of folks are jumping in. Are we seeing a positive just in terms of candidates are getting involved, that give better choices?
Well, the assembly districts and the state senate districts are greatly changed, especially the state senate districts, where, as you know, in 2022, I was driving up to Hayward.
Right.
I was driving to Ladysmith, and I was going, you know, way northwest of here, 3 hours worth of drive to get to those places. Now, the state senate district where I'm at now is basically here and down south a little bit, and that's it. It's not this long haul. So who knows?
Man, those knees of yours, that would have been a nice change, right? Hey, we got some good news to talk about. Bo Ryan going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I know Bob's excited for Masters weekend. And I got some breaking news about the Green Bay Packers we're going to talk about in 1 minute. So that's coming up next here on Bo Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bo Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BoFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXEO on the Civic Media app and on our Facebook and X pages. We have a video stream on Facebook and X on the Bo Falls Radio page with Bob Look. And real quickly, Bob, before we talk a little bit about Bo Ryan and also the Masters, just came down that if you're a Green Bay Packer fan and you want to see the season opener coming up in the 2024 season, you're going to have to go to Brazil. The Packers are going to take on the Philadelphia Eagles in week one of the NFL season in Brazil.
Great.
I know. Isn't that silly?
And again, that's a long trip.
But it's just, I mean, you know, the thing about professional sports, that as much money as you get, They always have to get more. You got to get more. You got to get more. And it just never ends. And it just, and it's really, it's, whatever.
Well, okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
How much do you think the tickets will be if it's going to be in Brazil?
I don't care.
So what are you going to make in the tailgating? What's going to be on the grill?
I know, huh?
I'm just asking.
I have no
idea. A variety of foods, I'm guessing.
I'm just saying, you know.
So, Packer fans, get ready. Brazil in September.
Tough to keep those burritos on.
Hey,
whatever.
I know that you've interviewed many times. I had a chance to interview as well. Bull Ryan. What a Platteville, Milwaukee, yeah. Madison. Elected to the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. What a nice thing.
Huh? Well, I'll tell you what. The first time I met him, was at a University of Wisconsin spring football deal, you know, in April of 2001, I believe. And, you know, I had started working for the university doing the PA announcing, and I had a good close friend who as big a Badger fan as I was. We used to go to a lot of the games in the 80s and stuff. And so I kind of finagle a little thing with the UW. Says, hey, I got a good friend. It'd be a real treat if I can have him come up the press box, cover the game, and then afterwards go down, you know, for the interview session, because he's never seen this stuff before, and, you know, he won't cause any problems. And he says, yeah, okay, fine. Well, anyway, we're sitting there watching that spring game, right? And it's just two guys, you know, just shooting the breeze. And all of a sudden, I felt that there's someone behind me. You know, there's someone else there. All of a sudden, we have a little lull in our conversation, and he goes, well, how do they look, boys? And I turn around, it's Bull Ryan, because he just signed to be the Badgers head basketball coach, right? And so I said, oh, Coach Ryan, how are you doing? I introduced myself, and my friend, you know, goes, oh, I swear my friend has gone to every bar, tavern, dinner club in the state of Wisconsin. So the first thing out of my good friend's mouth is, hey, Platteville, hey, did you ever go to the Lucky Sevens or whatever the heck was the name of the thing? And Bo goes, oh, yeah, it was great. They got a great Manhattans there. And, you know, and that started and we sat there for like, you know, half hour or 45 minutes just kibitzing, you know. And we just had, and then I said to Bo, I said, yeah, well, I'll see you, you know, during the season. I work for the team with the hockey team. He said, oh, okay. We public address announcer? Yeah. Oh, cool. Great. Well, nice meeting you. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Real guy, right?
Yeah, nice guy. So here it's like the first game of the 2001 season for the Badger hockey team. And I'm walking down one of the hallways, you know, down the lower level. And all of a sudden I hear this yell from the other end of it. Hey, hockey guy. And I'm like, yeah, you hockey guy. And I finally look back around. And there's Bull Ryan just waving, hey, hockey guy, nice to see you again. I says, well, nice to see you too, coach of tall guy's guy, you know. And that's how we started talking to each other. I'd be walking down a hallway, and his team, their area, and their eating area, the cafeteria area is right in that same area. And he'd be, you know, and he'd see me and, hey, hockey guy, how's it going? Oh, pretty good, coach of big guy's guy, you know. And we just kept that up, and it got to the point where the players started calling me, hey, hockey guy, how you doing, hockey guy? And I just called them, hey, tall guys, how are you, you know. And that day, we've kept that up through that whole run through. Mm-hmm. And but Bo, if ever there was a charity event or something that the university, you know, would require, or if he's helping out some charity of some kind, if you request, 99% of the time he'd show up. Mm-hmm. The 1% where he just couldn't, he'd be like in another state, or he'd be, you know.
If he could make it happen, he'd make it happen.
He would do it. And that was why I think that he just ingratiated himself with Wisconsin fans. And the fact that his father was so close that they would go to all those Final Fours, you know, they'd go as spectators. And his dad was a longtime coach too. And before, you know, it was the year that they made it into the Final Four, and his father passed away.
Yeah.
And I believe it was North Carolina head basketball coach
Roy Williams.
Roy Williams, who bought a seat right behind the Badger bench that would be like where, you know, he would be sitting, and just kept it empty, you know, in honor of Bo Ryan's dad. Because all the other coaches knew him because he was one of those guys he could. And of course,
he was a coach's coach. I mean, that's exactly. He did. I mean, he started with Bill Cofield. He went to went to Platteville, did it at the D3 level. He revitalized Milwaukee, kind of set the foundation for their success. And then, of course, what he did in Madison. Incredible stuff.
Yeah, and a good guy. Yeah. Good. And I was really happy to see him get voted in there because, you know, he didn't win Division I, but he sure won a lot of Division III. I think four of them.
Just amazing. And to get Wisconsin to back-to-back Final Fours into a national championship game, they should have. But great stuff. We got about a minute 15 to go. Yeah. Masters weekend. And I think there's not a better made-for-TV. I mean, Pebble's wonderful. There's other great ones. But, boy, you sit down in April and you see Augusta. It's
like
the ultimate.
Kind of unofficial start of, of warm weather here for Wisconsin. You know, we may have those little flashes of warm,
it is so green. It is like you don't see green, and then you turn on that TV, it's so green.
But this coming Masters, I think Scottie Scheffler is definitely a good shot at winning this.
I agree 100%.
You know, but another one that I'd like to that I'm going to keep an eye on is Shane Lowry.
Mm.
Shane Lowry loves Augusta. And he's got plenty of major experience, but the one guy that I'm saying keep an eye on, Will Zalatoris.
Oh, he's fun. I like that guy.
Keep an eye on him. He played some nice golf at Augusta. And
will Tiger make the cut?
I hope so.
He sets the record for most of the
world. I hope so, but it's going to be tough.
Bob, thank you very much. Enjoy the Masters this weekend. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
You bet.
Got another hour to go. Sean Wright and the East End Players both coming up, all coming up as we go into hour number two of the show. Coming up next, it is an information update here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.